You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Developers are looking to build a new neighborhood on the Far East Side. The State Journal reports Viridian Homes wants to add a new subdivision near I-94 and the 3990 interchange. They'd add 500 single-family homes, twin homes, and townhomes. The company would call it the Ryland Grove neighborhood, and it would take up to 15 years to complete. The city's plan commission has already approved the project, so now the Common Council is set to vote on it this week. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Realtors Association released its monthly report for May, and it showed there was a drop in home sales, but an increase in prices from last May. According to the report, home sales through the first 5 months of 2025 fell by almost 3% compared to the same period last year. The median home price also rose by nearly 7% to $315,000 statewide. Here in Madison, the average home is now valued at about $480,000. While the number of existing homes for sale dropped by about 1.5%, the total number of listings rose by 8.5%, with more than 22,000 homes currently on the market in Wisconsin. And there's a new rule at Goodman Pool. Kids under 16 now must have an adult with them. Until this point, kids 10 and under needed to be accompanied by a responsible adult. That's the phrasing the city uses. The city's Park Board of Commissioners approved the plan, saying it'll keep the pool a safe and welcoming place for everybody. Minors under 16 who do not have that responsible adult with them could be asked to leave or get their pass suspended for the whole summer. That new policy begins this Thursday, July 17th. The budget signed into law the week of the Independence Day holiday includes some wins for farmers and some losses. Melissa Kay reports.
The Wisconsin Farmers Union said the final state bill is a mixed bag for family farmers. The 2025-27 budget includes bipartisan compromises. It does fund important investments in public services, farmer mental health, and child care. However, it also reduces funding for key local food programs, conservation programs, and antitrust enforcement. Wisconsin Farmers Union Government Relations Director Michelle Ramirez-White said, quote, "There are several meaningful wins here for family farmers, but also some disappointing losses," end quote. Their press release states the Wisconsin Farmers Union will continue to advocate for the programs that were cut from this biennial state budget.
Last week, we reported that the Madison School District hired Percy Brown Jr. to lead Lori Mann Carey Elementary. Well, the State Journal reports he didn't have the proper license to be principal. The vacancy existed in the first place because the former principal and former assistant principal were accused of bullying and retaliation, and the district started an investigation. However, district officials told the paper his application is being processed. Brown says he's got a lifetime administrator license that needs renewal. Reporters did not get an answer when they asked whether the district was aware the license needed renewing when they hired Brown. Meanwhile, it's expected to be a busy summer for the Dane County Regional Airport. The first quarter of 2025, more people use the airport than ever before. Dane County Executive Melissa Agard says it was spring break that did it, as travelers got away for the break. This summer, the most popular nonstop destinations are L.A., New York City, Denver, and Philadelphia. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers draft is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The MLB draft continues today. In the first round, the Brewers selected third baseman Andrew Fisher of the Tennessee Volunteers, who scouts say has modeled his swing after the Phillies' Bryce Harper.
I'm working on my swing in the cage a ton. I'm trying to emulate Harper as much as I can. Obviously, he has different rhythm in the box and different approach sometimes, but I mean, how could you not watch a guy like that hit?
In all, the Brewers drafted five players, two infielders, three pitchers. Yesterday, the crew beat the Nationals 8-1. Freddy Peralta giving up just one run in 6 2/3 innings. Peralta asked about heading into the All-Star break just a game behind the first place Cubs.
I think that we are in great position right now. We're doing great because we are not thinking about how far we are from the first place.
NBA, the Bucks introducing Miles Turner, who showed off his new jersey.
See me in this bus green? My girlfriend told me I look good in green, so you know, it's going to be a seamless beat.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you thought it was hard to cancel a streaming subscription before, brace yourselves, because it's about to get even more difficult. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Federal Trade Commission's click-to-cancel option has been struck down by a federal appeals court. The FTC has tried to make it equally as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up, so expect much more frustration. The whole issue started with Amazon, which was accused of tricking customers into signing up for Prime, then making it extremely difficult to cancel. I guess we know how Bezos paid for that wedding. Here's a Hollywood beat just for me. I hope you like it too. The show Bosch is coming back by way of another spinoff. Ballard will drop on Amazon Prime like Bosch and Bosch Legacy did previously, both of which are now kaput. Maggie Q will play Renee Ballard. Titus Welliver will return as Harry Bosch, who will assist Ballard with cold cases from time to time. All 10 episodes of Ballard dropped a couple days ago and are available on Prime. Mariska Hargitay has experienced an almost unprecedented run as an actor on the show Law and Order Special Victims Unit. And now she has a director's credit as well. She is the creative force behind a documentary about her late mother, Jane Mansfield, called My Mom Jane. The Hollywood Reporter is now saying the documentary will be eligible for the Oscars since it's been revealed that it had a short theatrical run at a North Hollywood movie theater last week. My Mom Jane is available to stream on HBO and is getting very good reviews. Sarah Jessica Parker feels she had to defend herself for not endorsing a political candidate publicly. The And Just Like That and Sex and the City star told Nicole Wallace on her podcast, she didn't believe social media was the place for quick political conversations. To her credit, Parker says she's not going to go into an argument unless she is totally educated on an issue. Imagine that. There is only one new release this weekend, but it's a big one. I'm talking about, of course, the highly anticipated Superman, which according to Rotten Tomatoes, critics seem to approve of and audiences are raving about. The film is directed by James Gunn and stars David Cornsweet as the title character. Joining him in the cast is the marvelous Miss Maisel's Rachel Brosnahan, Bradley Cooper, and Nicholas Holt. In the latest installment, Lex Luthor is a tech billionaire. Sounds about right. And since this is the age of the re-release, and if you're lucky enough to live in a city where there is a limited showing, check out One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary and is playing in various cities. The film stars much younger versions of Jack Nicholson and Danny DeVito and has won 5 Oscars for Best Picture and 1 for Nicholson as Best Actor. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 87 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny, high in the upper 80s with a few scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.